take control of the airwaves here. Toll-free number, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that we will give to you there. In fact, you can create the content of the site. And all you have to do to participate in that is by submitting things to it. So if you find something online that you think is interesting, you can just submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. You type in a short description, put in the URL, select some categories, or a category, and then it'll show up on our upcoming stories page on the site, which allows other listeners who are using the site to vote on your story, and you get to vote on things as well. And the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site. So head over to freetalklive.com and get interactive, and don't forget to click the upcoming stories page to see the latest of what's been submitted to the site and vote on what's fresh, and that's really important. Once again, freetalklive.com is where you can get interactive. With you here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Allie.
All right, so of course we'll talk to you about anything that you want, but also on the table we've got a number of different news stories to talk about, and actually I think of an email here as well. But we'll start out with the story that both you and I happen to have, because normally we just come into the studio and whatever it is we have, we talk about, and you and I have the same story tonight, and that is an update on the Pussy Riot trial, which has been going on over the past couple weeks in Russia. And for those of you that are unaware, basically, the three members of the Russian punk band had gone into a cathedral, into the head church, basically, in Russia, the head Christian church, the Orthodox Christian church, and had performed a song. And as I understand it, they actually did not have their instruments with them. So basically, they went in and sang.
My question is, who owns that church?
I believe it is the church.
Okay. It's a Catholic church, so is it the Vatican?
No, it should be an Orthodox Christian church, okay. Not Catholic.
Oh, okay. Orthodox. Okay, yeah.
Right. And so they were protesting Putin in the church of this kind of like, it's not really the state church, like not officially, mm-hmm. but it might as well be.
Right.
Because look at the way the state has responded to this, to young ladies going into a church, singing a protest song. That's all they did. They didn't destroy the church. They didn't, you know, hurt anybody in the process, and now they've been sentenced to 2 years in prison. And you've got the story from the Associated Press?
Yep. I guess it just goes over what you've already said. Says, protesters from Moscow to New York and musicians, including Madonna and Paul McCartney, condemned the prosecution of the three women, members of the band called Pussy Riot. Several countries, including the U.S. and even some Kremlin loyalists, decried the verdict.
Oh, isn't that nice? The United States has decried this verdict. But I don't think the United States has decried the verdict of our friend Adamo Freeman, who was put in jail for 90 days because he recorded a phone call or two or three. And now has years hanging over his head, years of prison time, hanging over his head as a suspended sentence for the next 5 years of his life. The United States federal government's not going to decry that one, nor are they going to decry all the other just travesties of justice that they engage in on a regular basis. But, you know, we'll give them credit for this one.
Yeah, I wonder what they mean when they just say that countries have decried the verdict. Like, who are they talking?
Which... They mean the government. Some sort of official representative, some spokesman has said something about it on the record.
Whoever the national government's PR people are,
basically,
they decide how they're going to come down on an issue.
Yeah, or, you know, the president or whoever might actually speak on it as well. There's that possibility.
Judge Marina Sarova ruled Friday that the band members had committed hooliganism driven by religious hatred. She rejected the women's arguments that they were protesting the Russian Orthodox Church's support for Putin and didn't intend to offend religious believers. And as far as I know, this was a punk prayer to which they called on the Virgin Mary to save Russia from Putin. So it's not that they were saying anything bad about the Virgin Mary. They were praying to her.
Well, I mean, they're definitely poking fun, I think, to some extent, at both religion and the state in this whole process. But regardless, you've got a place that's public. It's mm-hmm. a church. Most churches are not private membership organizations, although you can certainly join them. they are open to the public. They want you to come in their doors. They want to invite in, you know, the unwashed masses, so to speak. They want people to who feel like they have a problem in their lives, some sort of issue, to come in. I mean, you know, you grew up in a church family, did you not?
Well, it wasn't a church family, but I went to church when I was younger.
Really?
On my own volition, actually.
Oh, wow. So your parents did not put you in church?
Nope. Never forced to go to church.
That's a little bit different, a little unusual. So, but yeah, I mean, anybody can walk into the church, anybody can sit down in a pew, anybody can put money in the plate. And so, in theory, that would mean that if you've got an open business like that, or an open church, then any crazy person could come in off the street and just start ranting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like some crazy bum who's homeless and or drunk could, or, you know, both, come in there and just start talking trash and could start insulting people in the church, could do who knows what,
mm-hmm.
could urinate on something. I mean, so whenever you've got an open door like that, you never know what member of the public's going to come in there and what sort of crazy thing they're going to do. In this case, it was a protest song. But would it have been different if it had just been some crazy bum, if some crazy old homeless wino had come into the church and just started singing drunken songs up near the front of the pews? I mean, what would the big deal have been? Would he have been charged with hooliganism?
I doubt it, because unless he has a ton of supporters, it probably wouldn't have mattered that much to Putin or the state or any
yeah.
of them.
Well, they would have just taken him. Whoever would, you know, whoever was on duty at the church, the ushers, you know, they would have come out of wherever they are and they would have taken this man and they would have, you know, shuffled him away. In the same way, these ladies are not big bruisers. I mean, if you've seen the pictures of Pussy Riot, they're, you know, kind of regular sized ladies, maybe mm-hmm. even smaller than regular sized. And so it's not like, you know, they're hulking Big Bertha coming in there trying to, you know, prevent themselves from being removed. It doesn't seem like it would be too difficult to physically remove them from your location and tell them, okay, you can't come back here. Here's a no trespass order. And if you come back, then you'll be guilty of trespassing. Then you'll be arrested.
Right.
They absolutely are being targeted here because of their political message.
Right, and they're not the only ones who've been arrested from all this. When the sentence was announced, shouts of, quote, down with the police state, rose from the crowd of hundreds
nice.
Of Pussy Riot supporters outside the courtroom. More than 50 people were detained, including former world chess champion Garry Kasparov. I don't know how to say pronounce Russian names. Who apparently said police beat him.
Wow.
Protesters donned the colorful balaclavas that had become a symbol of
balaclava.
The band. Balaclava. Balaclavas.
Yes, the full face mask where you can really only have basically a mouth and eyepieces. Maybe no nostrils cut out of it, but that's about it. It covers up your whole face.
Okay. They've become a symbol of the band in many European and U.S. cities, though no single protest outside Moscow drew more than a few hundred people. So I think that these stories are more than just what happened, but how people have reacted to them and how the police state has reacted to those reacting. So it sort of creates a ripple effect.
Well, right. And look at this. I mean, they said thousands are protesting this in Russia. Is that right?
Yep.
That's huge. I mean, to get hundreds in one place is a pretty big deal. To get 100 people to take their day off or, you know, several days off and engage in some sort of a protest is pretty awesome. But to have thousands of people is pretty amazing. That's you know, an epic level kind of protest. And how often does that actually happen in the U.S.? I mean, you know, if you look at what they've done to Bradley Manning here, for instance, which is even more horrifying than what they've done to the women in Pussy Riot, Bradley Manning still has supporters, but have there ever been thousands of them outside of the jail, the military base in which he's being kept? I actually do have an update about Bradley Manning where dozens of supporters were protesting in solidarity with him, but not dozens of hundreds, not
right.
dozens of thousands, but just dozens. So, you know, you've got to give credit to some of these people in other countries. They really know how to do this stuff. And Americans seem like a bunch of lazy bums in comparison.
I wonder if it's just the circumstances around the case, because we didn't know about Bradley Manning's stuff, or at least I didn't, until the government had already come in and said that he was a bad guy and sort of biased people against him.
Maybe. 855-453. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. You can take control of the airwaves here. It's Free Talk Live.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Richard Grove of TragedyandHope.com, and thanks to the help of Mark and Ian here on Free Talk Live, we've created this call to action to help raise awareness for John Taylor Gatto. In 2001, former New York City and State School Teacher of the Year John Taylor Gatto published The Underground History of American Education, detailing how public schooling creates obedient workers and debt slaves. Now John delivers a message which he calls Your Birthright. It's titled The Ultimate History Lesson, and it's a five-hour journey illustrating how and why our public schools are dumbing us down and what we can do about it. Therein referencing more than 200 footnotes and 30 classic texts. John suffered multiple strokes in the weeks after filming this interview, and he's in need of your help as he continues to recover. Please click the banner on freetalklive.com and enter the coupon code FTL, and we'll send you the Ultimate History Lesson on 4 DVDs plus a free 15-hour MP3 bonus DVD. Thank you for tuning in and not dropping out.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 17th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,641.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,655.26, $827.63 for a half ounce, or $413.81 for a quarter ounce. $1,615.26, $827.63, and $413.81.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of a 100% blocked artery in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we have there for you. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. It's all brought to you by SACL CAI. If you need collections done and you want it done with respect, you can visit SACL through their banner right at the top of freetalklive.com's banner column. And SACL also wanted to donate some of their ad time to antiwar.com. Antiwar.com is currently doing a pledge drive, and they need your help to continue bringing anti-war principled news
to the internet. It's a huge site. It's a very important site. And you can go to antiwar.com. You'll find their pledge drive there. You can help them out. It makes a big difference for them. Once again, antiwar.com. As we continue here, we, of course, will take your calls about anything you want. And in the news, Pussy Riot has been sentenced to 2 years in prison in Russia for the so-called crime of hooliganism with the religious, what was it, by motivated by religious hatred?
Yep.
So I don't know what the definition of hooliganism is, but I guess it's kind of like one of those hate crime things where you can have hooliganism and then you can have hooliganism motivated by a religious hatred, and somehow that makes it worse.
I thought that hooliganism, it sounded like disorderly conduct to me. Like, that's what they call it, hooliganism.
It does sound like that, doesn't it? I'd be curious, though, to know exactly, you know, what the definition of hooliganism is. Maybe we can find that, or maybe you can tell us. Let's go to Tony, listening in Missouri. Tony, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Allie.
Actually, it's homie.
Homie, like, as in, like, fun. H-O-M-I-E?
That's it, yeah.
Very good, homie. I apologize. Our board op should ask you next time how to spell the name. Apologize.
No problems. I think these Pussy Riot girls did a bad thing, and I'll tell you why. You guys, you Keen activists, you're not going to barge into Keen First Baptist and start singing songs because you guys are, you know, decent and respectful people and you respect property rights. And I think that's where these girls in Pussy Riot went wrong, is they weren't respecting property rights.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from. Like, property rights are really important to liberty-minded folks, no doubt about that. And we don't know what the politics of Pussy Riot is. But there's an important distinction. First Baptist Church or whoever, whichever church we're talking about here, hasn't been accused of basically having ties to the state. And if you get into a situation wherein the church is essentially inseparable from the state, then is it still the same as private property?
Well, that's an interesting question. But the basilica or whatever it's called that they did their activism in, it's also somewhat of a tourist attraction, too. So in a way, it was kind of like if... if they'd done it at St. Peter's Basilica or St. Paul's Cathedral, it's still a violation of property rights, even though...
Yeah, but the Jefferson Memorial was where a bunch of activism happened with dancing activism happened, and that's a big tourist destination, too. So I don't think it matters if it's a tourist destination, but I agree with you that whose property is it is important to me, because I don't like to support anything, and I realize that, you know, someone's rights are being violated in the process of doing the activism.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, I respect what those girls were trying to say. I just think they kind of went about it the wrong way. I think they, I don't want to say what they did was immoral, but I think it was kind of jerkish, maybe.
You know, I think that you might be right about that, but again, I can't really comment, and maybe we've got some Russian listeners or some folks that have lived over there and have a better idea for just how integrated the state is with this particular Christian Orthodox Church. I don't think that, you know, there's an official state religion. It's not that bad. But on the other hand, there does appear to be a lot of collusion and back-scratching, at least from, you know, my very disconnected, Americanized perspective of what's going on over there. So I think that changes how it plays out. I think that, you know, if there was an American church that was getting a bunch of money from the state or was, you know, actively involved in politics in some sort of way, I think that would, to some extent, open them up to that sort of a protest. But either way, you know, while I agree with you, if it is private property, then I think that it was maybe the wrong thing to do. However, there wasn't any damage done. I mean, the worst case scenario is they went into private property that was open to the public, as a lot of private property is. You know, the 7-Eleven store, you know, grocery store, these places are open to the public. They do have rules that are set on them, and if you violate those rules, you can be asked to leave. And so they went into, let's call it private property because it's not technically state property. They went into this questionable property. They engaged in, you know, activism that was involved in just speechifying, just speaking or singing. And they should have just been asked to leave. Don't you agree? I mean, you certainly would agree that the response was completely inappropriate.
I do agree that they should have been asked to leave. If I had been the pastor at Keene First Baptist and something like that happened to Keene First Baptist, I probably would have pressed charges. Not, I wouldn't want to put away for 2 years, but I'd at least like to see him maybe fined or just some kind of violation, because I think.
Well, wait a minute. Why would you want them fined? I mean, what was the damage? Because in a liberty-oriented world, in a more freedom-oriented society in which we have true private property rights, then you would be restituted. The fine's just going to go to the state. So in theory, if you've been damaged, you should be restituted by the people that committed that damage. And so the question is, what was the damage? By somebody walking into your business and singing a song? I mean, there's no real damage there at all.
You do raise a good point, and it's hard to put a dollar figure on that damage. But you brought up the point that they should have been asked to leave, and then if they had come back, then they would have been, legitimately guilty of a property crime. And I guess in a situation like that, where if they had been politely asked to leave before and then came back, would you support some kind of punishment for them in that case, in that instance?
I think that would be a much better argument for some sort of a punishment. Again, what would be appropriate in that particular event, I don't know. But then they actually would be violating some sort of an order against them, like, hey, you're not supposed to be here, and you knew that, and you still came back. So I think you'd have a much stronger case. But again, we're talking about, in theory, in the realm of what things should be like, where there should be restitution and there should truly be private property. But we don't live in that world. So now you've got the state going after them with hooliganism charges and them spending 2 years in prison. And now everyone in Russia is going to be victimized by the state in order to keep these girls, fed and housed for 2 years.
And that is true. And they use the broad term hooliganism because they can't think of anything else. It's just like disorderly conduct over here. Can't think of anything else, so you just slap some broad term on it.
So, Tony, thanks for the call and the thoughts. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
So what you were saying earlier about how in these other countries, especially, I guess, like European countries, they're a little bit more hardcore about their activism. And it is kind of exciting because I always hear people who are into punk rock in the United States talking about how awesome punk rock used to be or what it used to represent. And I think that sort of punk rock attitude is still alive in other places. And punk rockers get persecuted for it all the time.
Sure. I think Americans are really spoiled. I mean, we've got it pretty good here. There's all kinds of comfortable things to do to distract you. Lots of sports teams and television shows and things like that. And, of course, there's also the kind of the negative feedback to doing this sort of activism. Like, oh, well, you could end up in a jail cell, or you could have your kids taken from you, or something horrible could happen. And so there's all kinds of disincentives to get involved in doing activism that involves risk. Which is why I think, people that love freedom should get together in the same place to where they can mitigate their risk by the factor of large numbers. And I think that's a huge, important factor here. 855-453, you can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You can take control of the airwaves toll free, 855-453, the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we give to you there. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Allie.
Those features, by the way, include listening options. We've got live streams. You can tune into the broadband, midband, or narrowband versions of the show over at listen.freetalklive.com. They're all completely free. In addition to that, our radio listening options include over 110 great radio stations across the country on AM and FM. And so you can go and get a list of those. Plus, our satellite listening choices include XM Satellite Radio, where we are heard all 7 nights per week. And in addition to that, our free-to-air KU-band channel is available, as well as the webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to get more information about that and how to get tuned in. That's listen.freetalklive.com. So 855-450-FREE is the number here tonight. Sure would love your thoughts on the Pussy Riot situation, as they are now looking at 2 years. They've been sentenced to 2 years in a prison in Russia for what was essentially a 40-second song, a protest song that they sang in the Russian Orthodox Church in their head cathedral in Moscow. 40 seconds of protest, 2 years in prison.
Wow.
Pretty clearly a disproportionate sentence, absolutely outrageous, and it seems that the Russian government is trying to make send a message.
Yeah, trying to set an example. And then I also found this story about a topless activist. This is from HuffingtonPost.com. A topless activist was captured on camera on Friday while chainsawing a crucifix in the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv. Ina Shevchenko, 22, told RBK News she tore down the symbol in support of the members of the Russian punk band Pussy Riot. So she's with the group, how do you pronounce it? Femin?
Femin.
Okay. She destroyed the 4-meter-high wooden crucifix just as Moscow's court was due to deliver its verdict in the Pussy Riot case.
Wow. The girls from Femin are quite the activists. I mean, again, we were talking a moment ago about how American activists, you know, they seem lazy in comparison to some people from around the world. And the folks from Femin are a great example of a group of ladies who, you know, again, are fairly frail looking. You know, they're not the most built, buffed up, you know, they're not weightlifters,
mm-hmm.
and they are just doing some of the most ballsy activism. Now, again, here we are with the private property issue. Whose cross was this? I doubt it was a government cross.
Probably not.
Yeah. But then again, why was she allowed to just chainsaw away at this thing?
I don't think she was allowed. I think she just... No one caught her in time. I don't know.
RT, it seemed like RT was there. At least somebody who got the video for RT was there.
Yeah, but RT's not calling the cops on people.
That's true. It's still, though, it looked like she was really hacking away at that thing for quite a while.
Yeah.
It's a big cross. I mean, they took down a very large cross here. And the video footage is on that Huffington Post article. You can see what they did. But Femin has made a name for themselves by doing basically topless activism. And, you know, here in Keene, New Hampshire, we had Topless Tuesday once upon a time. And there was also another event where a young lady walked down Main Street while open carrying a weapon and being topless. She ended up being arrested for that, and the police actually turned her loose with an apology. And when you can actually get the police to apologize to you, you've actually done something that is really legal, and they've really screwed up.
Right.
So... there was all that, and there was, you know, plenty of hubbub over this. Lots of people were upset over the idea that a woman would dare. She would dare to walk topless. I mean, it's okay for men to do it, but women?
Do you think the people in Ukraine are the same way about this, though? Do you think they
wonder about
hate
that.
Femin?
That's a good question. Or is there in Ukraine, are there people who are as prudish as there are here in America? Is prudism or prudishness as popular there as it is here? I mean, there probably are prudes everywhere in the world, but are the people there more comfortable with people being topless of both genders? And certainly it gets them press attention. I mean, the fact that they're doing things while topless is just guaranteed to bring more cameras to any one of their protest events.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody, you know, if you do some research into Femin, they're fascinating because, you know, some of the things they've done have really put them at risk. But from these thugs, these Ukrainian cops, basically, and in some cases Russian cops, I think. Where I remember one story was about how some of these ladies were kidnapped by a couple of cops. I mean, not just your typical arrest kind of kidnapping, but beyond that, they were actually taken into the woods where the cops stabbed them and
left them.
They just left them there. Now, they survived the encounter, but just, you know, the scary factor of you're dealing with some of the most... previously, from previous generations, intimidating police forces in the world. I mean, the Russian police, Ukrainian police, these guys are not known for respecting people's rights or anything like that.
Right.
And so the idea that, you know, these relatively little ladies are putting themselves into the hands of these thug cops who are crazy and dangerous and probably not very respectful towards women in general. It really just speaks to the courage that these ladies have to do these sorts of things.
And it does. And I actually think while you're talking about the prudishness or the possible prudishness of people in the U.S., I've never been to Ukraine, so it's hard to compare, but I've been to Europe, and I can tell you that people there are a lot less prudish about public displays of affection. And so I would think that a topless woman wouldn't freak them out as much. But because it is a big deal in the United States, that almost means that more people should be doing it because it still has a shock factor. Like if people in Europe are used to seeing topless women or it just doesn't have, it's not that big of a deal to see boobs.
I've seen
in the United States, it's like it draws a lot more attention.
It would, you would think. And so I wonder how many places it actually is illegal. We know that in Vermont and in New Hampshire, it's not illegal for a lady to be topless as it shouldn't be. But how many places in this country is it illegal?
It's a good question.
855-450-FREE. Your thoughts on topless protests, pussy riot, whatever you want to talk about, of course, goes as well. This is Free Talk Live, after all. And I am curious, you know, to know more about the connections between the Orthodox Church over in Russia, the Russian Orthodox Church, as well as, you know, between them and the government. Because it's just kind of the impression that I get from reading, you know, articles, but I don't really have any real evidence of that. So I'm curious to know more. If you can enlighten us, that would be great. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And again, the video of the feminine activist, Ms. Shevchenko, cutting down this cross is available at the Huffington Post. Just go to Google and search for topless activist chainsaws, and it'll be the first result. But I guess she's now going to be looking at a hooliganism charge as well. I don't know if you got to that part of the story yet, but it appears that they're going to be coming after her for the same thing.
Right. So this is one of those catch-all terms, you know, just like disorderly conduct. So if the Free State Project was in Russia, we'd all get hooliganism charges instead of disorderly conduct.
Femin spokesperson said, "We want to show the authorities that no imbecile has the right to trample on freedom of speech and the rights of women and shut Pussy Riot away in jail. No business, not even one as successful as the church, has the right to attack women's rights," said the protester. Pussy Riot members were, of course, arrested for their punk prayer, which we discussed earlier. And yeah, I thought I saw in here that they were going after her for hooliganism. Let's see. According to reports, yes, a criminal case for hooliganism has been formally opened in connection with the cross-cutting down incident. And that is according to RT.com as they were on the scene to report this. By the way, she's dressed in only a pair of short shorts, the kind of shorts where they get they're so short and cut off that the pockets are hanging out underneath, like, the material.
Right, the Britney Spears shorts.
Is that who popularized that?
I think so.
She has written Free Riot on her arm, and she has Free Riot also written across her chest, as she's cutting down what is essentially a 12-foot or higher cross. This thing's pretty big. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EZArmor.com if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EZ Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EZ Armor costs, and I installed EZ Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EZArmor.com. That's the letters EZArmor.com. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EZArmor.com. Ultimate door security made easy.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. Totally free. Once again, freetalklive.com. You can join us over there, and you can actually get interactive in a variety of different ways. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $3 a month. We'll take that in and invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations around the country and bringing new internet listeners on board as well, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can learn more about the program there. Get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal. Also, you can use Visa or MasterCard right on our website as well. Maybe you don't like PayPal, you'd like to do it directly through your credit card, you can do that as well. Again, amp.freetalklive.com. Now, if you're thinking about starting a business, you should incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and it's easy. They do all sorts of legal documents like patents, wills, and trademarks. Use code FTL and you'll save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com. As we continue here, more about Pussy Riot, the punk band that decided to go and play a protest song, or I guess sing one, because they didn't have their instruments with them, at the head of the Russian Orthodox Church's main cathedral in Moscow. And their point was to essentially protest what they considered to be a heavy involvement of the executives in the church with Vladimir Putin and his reelection efforts. And, of course, you know, on one hand, people who are religious should have political opinions and they should be free to have, you know, political influence, right?
Of course.
But on the other hand, is there a certain point at which it crosses a line?
You mean where the church gets so much control that they use it to try to sway elections?
Yeah. Or try to, you know, move public policy in a way that would benefit the church?
Well, that's going to happen anyway. That happens all over the place. I like that churches, at least in the United States, don't get taxed. So, you know, it sort of opens up sort of a free market system of worship, I guess. But I, at the same time, think that the whole institutionalized religion thing, yeah, I could see, you know, if I was a feminist, I would be probably totally against it, just because it's sort of the traditionalism and I guess the hierarchy of the church is sort of keeps women down a notch,
mm-hmm.
But I'm sort of speaking in vague terms. Not all churches are like that, but I would think that, you know, maybe this one. This seems like one of those really old churches where it's just, you know, it's a bunch of standing up, sitting down type stuff.
And if the this church is a Christian church, mm-hmm. shouldn't they be exemplifying Christianity and offering forgiveness towards people?
Yeah, and plus Jesus was, I don't know, he was one of those guys that would come in and there's a story about him going to the church and knocking over the money and everything. And
is that the church?
Making a ruckus.
I thought that was where the money changers were. Would they set up in the temple?
I've had people dispute about this. Was it a church? Was it, what was the other thing someone else said? Someone thought it was like a government building.
Mm.
Was it the same thing at the time?
At some times, you know, the Orthodox Church was involved more directly as part of the state in the past. I think it was like in the 1700s.
Mm-hmm.
But there's actually news here from last year where the Russian Orthodox Church was against becoming a state religion, according to Interfax, Interfax-religion.com. Quote, we don't want the church to become part of the state apparatus, state machinery, to assume secular functions, according to the archpriest. He was commenting on a poll conducted by the Sreda Agency along with the Public Opinion Foundation of 1,500 people across 44 Russian regions, 100 towns and villages. According to the poll, 30% of Russians want Orthodoxy to become the state religion. Now, I wonder, you know, what's the breakdown of religions in Russia? How, you know, penetrating is the Russian Orthodox Church compared to other religions there? If 30% of Russians are saying we want them to be the state religion, that's a pretty concerning statistic. 48% are against it, and 23% did not have an opinion about it. So not even a majority of people in Russia are saying no to the idea of the Russian Orthodox Church becoming the state church. It's kind of disturbing.
What would that mean? Would that mean that they could base law, like they could basically make the Bible law? Or what would that mean?
That's an excellent question. I can't answer that for you.
Okay.
I mean, thankfully, we have not lived under that particular situation. But I would imagine that the church would have... I don't know if that would mean they would shut down all other churches in Russia or how that would be enforced, or if it just meant that, you know, some taxpayer dollars would end up going to the church,
mm-hmm.
or what sort of weird back-scratching kind of back-and-forth agreement that they would end up having with one another. It certainly is disturbing.
It's weird whenever someone wants to tie in religion and statism, because to me they're diametrically opposed. As far as, you know, there's like the spiritual aspect or thinking about the unknown mm-hmm. and everything like that. And then there's the state, which assumes it knows everything and, you know, will even force people to their beliefs. Yeah, it's like competing idols or something.
Tanya's on the line with us, listening in North Carolina, the Wilmington area, to the Big Talker FM. Hey, Tanya.
Hey, I just wanted to know if you found out what hooligan meant.
You know, I haven't had a chance to look it up.
Well,
so,
I looked it up,
great.
And it's a violent young troublemaker, typically one of a gang. Hoodlum, rowdy, ruffian, roughneck, rough.
I see. Well, you've looked up the definition of hooligan, which you know
okay.
is useful. But what we really need to get is hooliganism as a legal term, because
I have it.
Okay, great.
Refers to behavior that is riotous, bullying, or vandalizing.
Yep. Now, that is, I see that. That's hooliganism as according to the Wikipedia. I'm looking at that. Is that what you're looking at right now?
Right.
So you have to remember, Tanya, when you're looking at a legal charge, the term does not necessarily mean what you think it means.
Exactly. So, but you've got to remember the country that you're in.
What do you
when
mean?
Things, well, this was Russia. Mm-hmm. They don't have the same rights and meanings and definitions of everything as the United States does.
Well, you're right about that, which is why it's important to look up the legal definition of hooliganism as according to whatever it is defined by the Russian code. Because
by the
in the
Russian
world of,
code, that's exactly right. Yeah.
Right, because the world of legal land is one in which the lawyers get to redefine words. So even though we can look up the word hooliganism and determine, you know, by a general definition of what it means, an English definition, when you actually look it up in the legal code, they can redefine the word to mean whatever they want it to. And that's why
right.
the legal system is so confusing for people. One of the reasons.
Right, and that goes along with the lines of what country you're in.
Well, it can go on the lines of the different states that you're in. Different states could have different definitions for words as well. And a lot of times words won't mean anything unless you think they will. Like the word person in a legal definition can mean corporation, which is crazy.
Uh-huh. Right. We are so confused in our words because they came from so many different places when we first started speaking. You know, and we decided to speak English, and English, I understand, is the hardest language to learn because there are so many definitions to the same word.
Yeah, it can be really confusing, as I understand it. And Tanya, any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
That's it. And, it reminds me that maybe Catholicism and the Vatican would be private. I mean, it says it's open to everybody, but maybe that's considered private.
Thanks for the call, Tanya. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE. I don't know about that. You know, the Vatican City is obviously its own country, technically. Right?
So I looked up the what hooliganism is, and it says in the Soviet Union, hooliganism was made a criminal offense under the penal codes of the Soviet republics. Article 213 of the penal code defined hooliganism as, quote, any deliberate behavior which violates public order and expresses explicit disrespect towards society.
Mm. That sounds like disorderly conduct.
This law was often used by Soviet authorities against political dissidents. Hooliganism is still covered under the criminal and administrative codes of Russia and is applicable to persons at least 16 years old. And they have, different grades of hooliganism.
Yep. So, good find, Ali. Excellent job. 855-450-FREE. As we suspected, hooliganism is their catch-all charge, as disorderly conduct is here, and or obstructing government administration. As we've seen, the government in the U.S. loves to use this very same charge. It's just called something different here, and they do it for the same purpose, to crush political dissent. 855-450-FREE. It's not that different here, after all.
Online Bitcoin poker at dealswithclubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at dealswithclubs.eu. Great play rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at dealswithclubs.eu. No seals for harm in the making of this episode.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.